Guys, it's risen. Many years ago, I was touched by one book, and in this book, the author was using this gospel we just heard. And he described himself this way. He said, "I am that man. I am that man who is paralyzed, who wants to be healed, but is not able to move close enough to that miracle pool." And he described his life. He described that, yes, this is desire in my heart. There is desire and thirst for God, but I cannot make move. I am so weak to follow my master. I am aware of my weakness. I am aware of my bad habits, my passions. I am aware that my heart is not warm enough for God. I know that. And I am like paralyzed. I don't have ability to move closer to the source of healing. While he was describing his spiritual life, and while it was so easy to identify with this man, for me, it was so easy to see, I could see myself in his words. And I think that each of us has this feeling, because if we have real desire for God, we have to see ourselves in this picture. That we have some kind of sadness in our heart that we see and we understand what God calls us to do. We understand what God wants us to be. We know that, and we cannot find somehow power in ourselves to defeat ourselves, to change our heart, to really change this old man in our soul, in our heart, and to become new creation. It's so difficult to fight with our weakness. We are like paralyzed. But still, there is not hope. There is hope there. This man, he was really, he wanted to be healed. He wanted to be whole. He wanted to start to move, to walk. And God knew this desire in his heart. And this is what God himself approaches him and heals him. But at first he asks, "What do you want?" "I want to be healed." This is desire. This is what was in heart. In this man, many other things, maybe there are many, maybe they gave up, but he had this desire. And this is what God is looking in our hearts. Despite all these sins, weaknesses, bad habits we have in our life, he approaches us and says, "What do you want?" He asks us today, "Why did you come today? Why did you come today for this liturgy?" And we say, well, if we answer, "Because it's Sunday, it's our duty," it's bad answer. Our answer should be, "Oh Lord, I came today to you because I feel that I'm paralyzed, that I'm not able to do what you want me to do. And I came today to this church for this liturgy to be healed, to make whole, to become holy." And this is the real reason why we come here. This is the real reason. No other reason than our sanctification, our transformation. If you have other reasons, so it is wrong understanding. But even this wrong understanding is a sign that something we are not catching, something is missing in our understanding of this relationship with God. And today we should somehow put ourselves to the situation of the man who was paralyzed and to admit, I need your help, O Lord. And we know that this is not only we who are paralyzed. We can see people around us and we see how mind poisoned by bad thoughts can cause a lot of negativity. Why bad heart can destroy communities, families, friendships. We know and we can see how words can cause a lot of bad things. We know how anger, hate can cause a lot of problems. And we can see that around us. And we can see it in the whole world. So when we are coming to the church, we have to realize that, and we see this world, we realize this world was given to us. Christ told us, well, not only take care of yourself, he said, you should be light of the world. You should be salt in this world. He gave us this whole world to be light for this world and through be these agents through which God's grace comes and heals the whole world. And we should keep this in our mind. And because like this paralyzed man, he said, I have nobody who would help me to get to the source of healing. There are many people around us who are suffering and they don't have anybody who would bring them to the source of healing. And this is our work we are doing. This is our work we may come today to the liturgy, for the liturgy. This is what we are supposed to do. Liturgy is work which we do together. It's really work. Work of this begging for God's grace, begging for God's grace, mercy, begging for God's healing for us and for the whole world. And we are doing that. If we realize how powerful liturgy is, so then we would be here all time because we would be want to be like those who try to bring this grace for this world. And we really pray for everything and for everybody. Recall what is in First Litany. It's easy to answer, Lord, have mercy, or sing. But we should really think what is there, what is written there. We ask for peace from high for the salvation of souls. What is that peace? It's not some kind of calmness, this some kind of something in our heart. The peace we mean is Christ. He is our peace. He is that peace we are asking to come to this world for salvation of our souls. We ask for peace in the whole world, for the stability of all the churches, and for union of all. We ask him to come to the whole world. We ask for this church, for everybody who enters this church, with faith, reverence, and fear of God. If somebody comes with this in their hearts, faith, reverence, and fear of God, if somebody comes to this church looking for healing, we pray for that person immediately. We pray for Pope, bishops, clergy, and all people. We pray for our government. Doesn't matter what kind of party is in charge. We pray for our government, for those who take care of public things. And we pray for those in service of this country. So it means, in the old translation, for army and for all those who keep order. We pray for Barberton during each liturgy, for this city. And not only for Barberton, for every city. Each community, and for all faithful in this. We pray for good weather, for enough food, goods on the earth, and for peaceful times. We pray for those who travel by sea, air, and land. We should pray for those who travel in space and undersea, but at the time there were no these space machines and submarines at the time of St. Chrysostom, but he would add those two. We pray for sick, for suffering, for captive, and for their salvation. We pray that we be free from affliction, rest, and need. We pray for protection, salvation. And so we pray through the prayers of the Theotokos, and we give our lives to Christ. It's a reminder of baptism and the life of everybody who is here to Christ. And it's just a litany, first litany through which we start the liturgy. And in this litany, we already pray for ourselves and for the whole world and for everybody and everything. Nobody is skipped from this book, and nothing is left from the liturgy. And this is why liturgy is perfect prayer, because we pray with angels, we pray with all saints, you know. And in the end, total end of the liturgy, we say, and through the prayers of all the saints for Christ is good, we ask whole heaven to pray for us. How powerful liturgy is. And those who remember that, they know that, so it is so powerful that they want to be at the liturgy all time, because they know that through this liturgy, they are bringing through the prayer whole heaven and all angels, we are receiving huge grace from God, which heals us and heals world. And this is something what we will be thinking about during 1 year. Because this is something we need to remind ourselves to learn, because I think we forgot this a little bit. That we take this as a duty that I must do. Something what it's ordered to me. But to understand this prayer can cause that I can get close to that source of healing of my soul. That I can make this move from my wisdom to be open for God's wisdom, which is a little bit different. From my understanding of things and of the world to God's understanding of the world. From my judging of situation to understanding how God sees things, from paralyzed state of my soul to freedom. And we will be not trying to do it for us. I would like to encourage you, and this will be the program for our parish, to learn that we have this responsibility for the world. We are already doing that, but we will make more intensity through our understanding, deeper understanding, and we will take it seriously, and we will learn to take it seriously, to really take responsibility for the whole world, bring this world to this to this lethargy when the world can be healed. And there will be one practical tool I would like to offer. You can please find in your during 1 week, find a person who needs this touch of God's grace. Find a person and come to the church. Say a prayer for this person and light up a candle for the person. Do practical thing. Do something what you do practically, because it is the very good reminder. Say a prayer, but good prayer. And after the prayer for the person, put him on the discourse when I am making this great entrance, and I hold this discourse where whole church is represented on this discourse. Put that person on this discourse through your mind, through your heart. And I will be praying for all your intentions. And then, if you wish, you can use these cards. And you can write something nice to that person. And send the person. It has power. When we got it, so we sent together with Marcelka this card to one person. When the person got this card, the person immediately called, and I knew that the person was moved so much that the person was crying. We can do this. We can help others. We are called to heal ourselves. We are called to work on healing of this world. This is why we are here. This is why we serve this liturgy. This is why we pray. So let's try. Go deeper. Maybe we can heal ourselves and the whole world. Amen.